Welcome to Investa, a podcast series devoted to conversations with Vesta associates and clients to help all business owners make better decisions. Hosted by Brad Saunders, Director of Strategy and Coaching at Vesta.
Welcome to another podcast from Investa. Today we have two guests with us. We have Sean Bailey again, market leader for our North Shore Milwaukee market. And I also have Nick Deering, the market developer for the Madison market. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Nick, I want to start with you. Maybe just give me some background, your work history, you know, your position here at Vesta.
At Vesta, I've got a few different roles. First and foremost, I'm a shareholder within the firm. My client service role is chiefly in our wealth management division. I'm the former market lead of our Sheboygan market, but kind of a newly minted market lead in Madison. And that came about as a result of my role on our front-end M&A team as well.
Good. Thank you. Sean, same with you. I know we've talked to you in the past, but maybe give our viewers a quick recap of your background.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. It's nice to be back on the Investa podcast with you. Yeah. Similar to Nick, I'm a market developer in our North Shore market. I also wear a lot of hats. I'm a tax manager. I also am the service line lead for our tax planning service as well. And so previously, I've worked with Ernst & Young, a local public accounting firm in Milwaukee as well. So tax for over 10 years of my life.
Sure. Good. Thank you very much. Nick, back to you. I want to talk. I heard you say that, had been here in the past and now moved to Madison. Obviously, we've heard some big news recently in regards to some of our expansion growth. And it sounds like you're the perfect guy to talk more about Madison. So how does it start? I mean, when you decide to expand, what are some of the things that go through the mind of the shareholders when you get to that point?
Yeah, so we kind of start with how does the market fit within our firm? You know, one of the things that comes up is obviously geography. So we don't want to keep, you know, adding offices that are way outside of our current geography where it's hard to keep the one firm mentality. But we also do a lot of market research before we select new markets and, you know, kind of make sure that our ideal clients are in the area, close to talent that we can kind of continue to make our firm better. And, you know, again, just as opportunities come up, we've got to kind of keep our eyes out and stay open to making things work in a market that is growing, especially in the case of Madison. Everybody in Wisconsin, I think, is aware of the growth that they've seen in that market for the last 25, 30 years.
Sure. Good. Very good. Thank you. So it's not just a matter of picking the map and finding out, hey, I'd like to be in Madison.
Yeah, no, there's a little more that goes into it.
But I expected that. Sean, now I know you've actually helped us launch a new location down in Mequon, which would be considered our North Shore Milwaukee market. Tell me a little bit about that market. It's also named differently, isn't it?
Yeah. So the office space in Mequon for our North Shore market kind of helps us serve better our clients in the Milwaukee, Washington, Ozaukee, and Waukesha counties. We kind of had a little bit of business down there that just wasn't as served as well by Sheboygan or Fond du Lac. And so, as Nick mentioned, just geographically, it made sense for us to kind of expand a little bit further south, still have proximity to the other offices, only about an hour away to each of Fond du Lac and Sheboygan, but maybe a little bit further for Madison, but still, under an hour and a half. But it also allows us to kind of open a branded workspace in an area where we kind of had a talent hub already. So a lot of remote or hybrid employees who can clock into an office that's a lot closer to them, opens up more opportunities for collaboration as well. And, what's unique about it too is it's on a appointment only basis currently. So, it's really for our staff to be able to work together, collaborate, and then meet our clients, within a space closer to them.
Sure. Good. Nick, I want to go back to you real quick here. Sean brought up a good point, right? Is that, you know, the one thing Vesta does is we have to have talent first before we have sales, right? Ultimately, was that a leading factor in Madison?
Yeah, definitely. Madison, just growth in population and growth in the business world there has attracted a lot of talent. especially the more progressive, kind of forward-thinking people that we've actually been able to connect with a few of them already in our short time there. But yes, it's great to be kind of right in the middle of the, you know, both experienced talent that might be working at other firms right now, and as well as some major universities that are, you know, within the area that we didn't necessarily have the contacts with earlier. So now we're kind of right in the market there. We're in the middle of a lot of talent, and we've just got to kind of figure out our best way to attract that group of people to our firm.
Sure. So. Sure. Nick, you had, I think, earlier mentioned that this is more of a merger as you stepped into Madison. Tell me about what that organization was.
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to have some conversations with a group that was called Van and Hoovel and Associates CPAs. We got a real talented group of people that focused really heavily on tax planning and tax preparation. So we've definitely strengthened a strength there. With that firm where, you know, we're adding a group of talented people as well as, you know, kind of keeping our focus on the accounting world, but also getting us kind of a foothold there where we're combining two pretty high performing firms in a market like Madison. And it's, you know, we're all excited to kind of, you know, get through this tax season with the same level of service and expectations that group has set for the Madison market already. And then start our trek into the future and start the strategic planning side of things too, to see what that firm can look like in the next, you know, 3, 5, and 10 years.
Okay. And I would assume they'll have the same service lines that we have and grow into the brand and methodology that we...
Yep. Still, it's a similar profile to our current one at Vesta. So rooted in accounting, but we're also offering all of our service lines into that market. Obviously, I'm there for wealth, and the advisory service lines will be there as well. Service through currently the group that we're working with already on those service lines, but we'll be adding talent in those areas as well.
Good. Sounds like a great partnership out there, and I know that it's just starting off, so we've got some things to learn, and new things will come up, I'm sure, but it sounds really great to me.
Yeah, it's been I think it's going to be a big win for both sides, and we're excited to see what happens.
Cool. Appreciate it. Sean, maybe a little bit more about our Mequon location or North Shore Milwaukee location, but also, you know, you talked about remote workers and the ability for us to attract people in the remote. That takes a pretty high level of technology, doesn't it?
It does. I think anybody who would come through any of our offices would be impressed by the technology that we have. The standardized workstations, we've got a great IT department too. Jenny Beek, Brian Lane, JP Breaker are just on top of making sure that we have our security, our information secure. We're on top of whatever technologies or softwares are out there, looking at what's best for our people to kind of be as efficient as they possibly can. Not, you know, looking out too futuristic, or, you know, we're not working with like VR or anything like that. It's still nice to have the people in the spot, but it's cool to have the workspace almost be like an incubator for what does our next office space look like and how can we collaborate better? How can we work better together? And so to kind of have those people also seeing the vision and out there doing it, it kind of lets us do our job to the best of our ability then as well.
Sure. Good. Maybe just some quick identifiers. Whereabouts is that office? Where is that workspace located?
Yeah, so it's on the corner of Cedarburg and Mequon Road in Mequon, next to the Mequon Town Center. There's a Cafe Hollander Collectivo there, so I have breakfast and lunch covered every single day. So it's probably not as great that I'm in the office as frequently, but it's nice. It's a nice retail space for us to kind of have some good visibility in there as well then for the rest of the community.
Yeah, knowing that area, it's easy to get to, and it'll be easy to find if you're looking for us right there.
Of course.
I guess, Nick, back to you then. Ultimately, if somebody needs to find us or reach out to us, either Madison, Milwaukee area, or the Fond du Lac or Sheboygan markets, what's the easiest way to find information about us or to reach us?
I think the best way to get information about Vesta is going to be to get on our website, kind of poke around on there. We've got everything, descriptions of our services, kind of locations, all that kind of stuff. If you want to find the groups here, the markets tab is probably the best way to find our contact information, where, you know, you're finding all of our phone numbers, emails, all that kind of good stuff. And the directory is available on the website as well.
Good, good. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate very much taking some time out today to talk about our two newest markets, and the differences in them ultimately, but also to share with us a little bit more about how Vesta is growing. I think you'll hear more about us in future podcasts from Investa. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Investa. Be sure to subscribe and join us every month for guests sharing new insights on accounting, wealth, and advisory for your business success. You've been listening to Investa.